show business like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing. Everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they hung a star. Let's go on with the show.
Happy Hanukkah, day four, I believe.
Fuck the Hanukkah shit. You ruined Monday's show with that Hanukkah bullshit, and now it's
I ruined Monday's show.
Still pushing it.
Yeah, pushing it.
People don't like the Jews. Let's face it.
Well, it's funny. Yesterday, I was at the post office, and the woman in front of me like started flipping out because she got a bunch of stamps, and they were all Santa stamps. And she was like, "I'm Jewish. I can't have Santa stamps." And they wouldn't return them at the post office. So she was going up and down the line.
The postal workers were all like Jamaican?
Yeah, they were totally Jamaican.
Jamaican accent. Bloody God.
I don't do
accents.
You kill Jesus, man. You know, get a stamp you get. And that's how you go. You don't get upset.
They don't give a shit. They don't get involved with politics.
Yeah, the woman's going, she's trying to like do PayPal.
They're just happy to be in America and have a fucking federal job.
So I went up and I said,
hey. This is the show. 5 minutes in. Already Jews and Jamaicans. Right, I'm just going to keep a little list together.
You know what's a great English movie, which I just saw the other day. Well,
the English Patient.
About the stamps.
Well, I mean, the story is almost like I get to the door window and I just told the woman's going, I'm down the line. She's going, anybody here have PayPal? I have PayPal. I'll sell you my Santa stamps.
Oh, God.
And then,
she's so offended by Santa. Obviously, she got fucking.
They're crazy.
She probably got touched by a fucking dude with a white beard when she
fair enough.
No, because the religious people, they go like,
religious. She just was like,
bad luck.
She was like, she was doing an open monologue. She was like, I can't give my Hanukkah gifts. Stamps.
Like Woody Allen?
Nothing. I mean, you know, Sun Yi, if she sees a Santa, she's going to get very upset.
What if it was Jackie Mason doing it?
Santa's he's a mythical figure, but he eats pork and he eats shrimp, so not for nothing. It's not for good
for if it's a Jamaican postal worker?
I don't like the Santa Claus because he come down the chimney covered in blackface, man. Mayor Bomo Clat, Lord of Mercy.
Oh, shit, talking blackfacing. You seen this blackfishing? You seen that on the news today?
Black fishing.
White girls, predominantly in England apparently, like some Polish girl from England, are making themselves appear to be black. Like they're tanning up and they're using, you know, makeup that makes them look a lot darker, getting like bum implants and stuff like that to look more black so they can get, you know, money and followers.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. I thought you meant black fishing, like fishing for black people. Yeah, I saw her, and then but then she wants what out of it? She wants to fuck black dudes?
I just think it's ridiculous that she's going, you know what? Well, she's not saying this, but they're saying she's making herself look black to get financial gain and some kind of status. I'm like, read a fucking history book. I don't think that's the way to go about it.
No, but you can't get into college
to get some respect at a Wu-Tang concert. Do you know what I mean? It's not going to work that way.
Yeah, but you can, she's ugly. Plus, you get a aid? Not AIDS.
I think they probably dig a little deeper than just having a look at you. They probably check your birth certificate to see.
But how can you prove you're black?
With one of your parents is.
Like not tipping?
I mean, there's all kinds of black people that like say they're black and no one goes like, okay, prove you're black. Like my sister-in-law is black, but my wife ain't black. So it's like my sister-in-law could definitely say she's black, and nobody would ever go
by your skin color.
Yeah, nobody would ever go, you're not black.
Yeah.
But she's not black. She's Panamanian. So all these people that say they're black, like how are you going to prove that they're black or not black?
Yeah.
Like you have to do a 23andMe.
Get them to do a lap or something, or get them to do a lap, shoot some hoops.
Right. Exactly.
If they can dunk without a fucking trampoline.
See if they can dance. Yeah.
Drink that whole grape soda.
Yeah. You like Kool-Aid?
you're in.
Without water.
You're in.
No, but they say to her, who's to say she's not black? Because her parents aren't black. So you got to go to the parents, but then you'd be like, oh shit, maybe they got something and it's like it's a
just
a generation.
Just like that little fucking prick on Maury or whatever it was, Dr. Phil, you know, the black girl who went on and said, I'm white. And she's clearly, you know, incredibly dark. And
how about that lady got in a lot of trouble because she worked for the NAACP? Yeah.
She kinked her hair and stuff.
Yeah, and then
this one who said she's black. She identified as black.
She said she's black, and then she was. She got fired. Now she's like on fucking pay. Patreon and shit. I see her once in a while.
She's in a reality show.
The Patreon parties.
we all see it.
Every Christmas.
I'm in the under 100 follower club, so they don't let me in the room. I'm going to be on a little velvet rope. I'm like, I know Kevin. I know Kevin.
Cumtown as they walk by me, VIP. Yeah, you right. Motherfuckers, yeah. You fucking little trolls.
Yeah, guys, we fucked. Hi. Yeah.
Hey.
How you doing?
It's fucking ridiculous.
So, and they do that thing in Holland, and I'll be careful with the word here, but they do the Niger Piet. Which is where basically, you know, have you heard about this?
He's a real pro.
Are you talking about the little L's?
Dude, Jackie Mason, yeah, like not the N-word.
There's one guy, so there's like basically, there's Santa Claus, and then Niger Pete is from Portugal, and he will steal you if you're not a good child, and he'll steal all your presents. So like, in Holland, you can go to like, sit on Santa's lap, fun.
Isn't it in somewhere like Iceland as well, all the elves are like black, they make them like blackface.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
I might get in the country wrong.
Is it up?
Oh, there you go.
Up?
Yeah.
Oh, they got a lot of trouble, right?
I think they may be done with Niger Pete. By the way, I'm saying Niger Pete. So I just want to make that abundant.
It's not even close to what
it's
you're trying to say.
It's Black Pete or Schwarte Pete.
There you go. And that's why you make the big bucks.
What's Schwarte mean?
Schwarze is like black.
Oh.
In like Yiddish, Schwarze. Like what's what a Jewish person would call
so
a black
Jackie
person.
Mason calls him when he does one of his.
Well, remember he called David Dingens a Schwarzer with a fancy mustache?
Yeah.
Why are they wearing English clothes? I don't understand why they're dressed up like everyone in England.
Maybe they went to Eton. I know.
It's a flamboyant outfit.
So we're here with Jeff Leach.
They got worse teeth than the Brits. Look at that face. Jesus.
Yeah, but they're all in blackface, right? They're not really black.
Getting a blowjob for like that would be like rubbing a cheese grater up and down your
dick. I'll take it.
That's...
Are kidding me?
Still counts.
Exactly. That's right.
One of the only senses that still works for you, isn't it?
That's so. Right. My, just to my therapist, and she was like, how many times has my wife given you a blowjob in the last year? I started laughing. I'm like,
why would she ask you that?
Because we're talking about my sex life and how it doesn't really exist and how, like, I, you know, it's really off track with my wife and intimacy and everything else.
Are you trying to create some kind of Sopranos-esque relationship with your therapist where you talk about how you're...
No, not Dr. Rachel. She can stay on the couch. She's fine with me. No, yeah. There's not going to be any less moon action with her.
Oh, wow, there's a music video for Black Pete.
She's not a
Wait, what was that music video? That was amazing. Fucking Santa Claus dancing around.
With the little black people. They got to pull the plug on that, I would imagine.
They're not even little black people. This is just like girls on Halloween. Look, this is just like, instead of dressing up like slutty nurses, they just dress up like black
Okay,
lesbians.
Why is your therapist thinks your wife should be blowing you?
No, she just wanted to know from me. The question was funny. She's like, when's the last time? She goes, in the last year, how many blowjobs have you gotten? Because we're talking about blowjobs, how much I love them. I'm paying this woman $400 an hour to talk about it. It's so ridiculous. I don't want to stop.
You just go and pay someone
$200
to get your dick sucked. That's way better.
You know what? Jeff, that's why you people won the Falcon War.
Yeah.
But
next week you cancel. You'd be like, hey, I canceled a blowjob instead.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I'll have something to talk about next session.
Blowjob every.
You should go every other week.
Like, session blowjob.
Yeah.
What are you going there for? You're going there for relief, and you're also talking about the fact you don't get blowjobs. It makes more sense to go to a prostitute,
yes.
I think.
Yeah. My wife wants
me to... Not even a prostitute. You just go to a handjob place. They'll blow you.
Yeah,
well, I don't know.
I tell you, they will.
Here in New York, I'll give you an...
There's one in New York.
There's an amazing one.
Oh, that place in New York?
Yeah, they wash you.
There's like, it'd be funny if there was one. There was like a huge line.
Where they lay you down in front and they wash you on the fucking... They really get up there, go around a bunghole on the back of the... And they always tell you you're big, even if you're not. I like that. My friend.
You must have a huge.
I have a sizable penis, right. But my friends, I've seen
you
him
call
in
it a penis
fucking,
in England.
Cock, kind of cock, dick.
Right, Margaret Thatcher.
Big Ben, the Tower of London.
Right,
Ben.
Yeah, Tower
Adrian's
of London.
Balls.
Adrian's balls. I like that.
Where is it?
Where is it? It's called It's called Sally's. Yep.
Sally's.
Something.
We're in the handjob district.
Yeah.
If you go to Broadway, 5th, 6th, here, there's got to be about 100 places between
here. Oh, great. All
right. One right across the...
I know what I'm doing this afternoon.
That's right. I'll get you a Groupon.
Yeah.
Hey, Keith, do we have any printer ink? Can I print out F9?
There's one right across the street. You got to go up the stairs.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm asking for myself.
You been in there?
Huh? No, but one time I was like, I see the sign. I'm like, where's the thing? He goes upstairs.
You must have been to a prostitute before, though. Or like
I go to hand job places. Place. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Is your wife cool with that?
Absolutely. You know what's funny?
Everyone should be happy with that.
There was a show, Mind of a Married Man, with Mike Binder or whatever on HBO.
Years ago.
And and he used to go to a hand job place, and she was like, of course, hot and Americanized, and he would talk to her about his problems.
Yeah.
You know? And my wife's like, when I met my wife, she's like, oh, I really like that show because I ended up meeting Mike Binder. He wanted to meet me for something. So then when I was hot.
Yeah.
So my wife goes, all right, tell him I love his show and blah, blah, blah. But it was like a realistic show about guys and getting hand jobs and shit. But then once we got married, you know, like it becomes less okay for a guy to get a hand job if it's your husband.
Who,
like, on paper, it's cool. Like, you know, a guy should be able to get a hand job and a fucking massage. And, you know, and women, you know, women can't get that because how long does it take for them to come? Like 3 hours.
When women
don't have that kind of time.
Oh, thank you, man. You're a legend. I've already got sugar in there.
They don't have that kind of time. They don't have that kind of time. Keith the Cop, everybody.
Yeah, baby, rare studio
still
appearance.
Protecting and serving.
That's
look
right.
At that.
But then once you get married and you have kids, then it's not so cool. So, you know, women are cool on paper, but then when it comes to like the reality of it, I haven't met one cool woman yet.
Women on paper.
Yeah, once you get into a relationship, they're all fucking crazy cunts.
Even if you're not.
Go ahead, call her, huh? No, I'm kidding.
The places, my friend of mine is like the Tim Zagat of handjob places, which, you know, the Zagat guide.
Right.
Okay. So anyway, so he goes, you got to go to the places that are the twofer places. So as you're getting the table shower, they jerk you off in the table shower. So then you blow your load on the table shower, and then they dry you off and everything. Then you get your massage, and you get another hand job.
Yeah.
So they're called the twofer places. And
that sounds great.
Yeah, there's only a few places like that.
I just have the shower and go home. I'd be like, I'm relaxed.
No, massage is nice. So then it's like an hour later, and they start tickling your balls.
I was in a place,
and I had full sex with a woman. She like,
I was in a
She got on top. I had a condom, obviously.
Right.
But she, gave me the wash.
You're not a weirdo.
Took me in, and then and she was like, oh, why are you coming here? You're so nice. And I was like, I guess I just want to, you know, get off. And it was really late. I was pretty drunk.
Right.
And she was like, oh, okay. What do you want to do? And I was like, I don't know. What can I do? And she said, you can do everything. And I was like, all right, let's do everything.
So you just fucked her?
On a condo. Well, she gave me a massage, which was good. It was a good massage.
Yeah,
that's
they're
why
good.
I recommend that place.
They're good.
Amazing. And then afterwards, she put a condom on me, and she just got on top and rode my dick. I came, and I went, all right, that was great.
Fucked you or just gave you a hand job?
I fucked him. She got on top of me, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
She into it?
Because what if the condom breaks, and you got to fucking get a... You'll never see her again.
I'm already... I'm going to get dead in 3 years anyway, Kevin. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I'm going to be dead in 3 years anyway. It doesn't matter.
Hope.
You're like a British Andre the Giant. Guys his size don't live that long.
Yeah, because you got an enlarged heart.
Exactly.
No, but I was at a hand job place one time.
You love, Kevin.
I got a hand job. Then I was like waiting there, and then I don't even remember exactly. And then
I like the idea you just hang out after your massage.
No, then she came back. Then she came back, and then she gave me another hand job.
Oh wow!
And then she's like, she goes, "What?
Fuck out!"
I go, and I really hadn't slept because I went there early in the morning. I was like,
drop the kids off at school, straight to the massage.
No, it was like a long time ago. Then she's like, "Why don't you just stay? Why don't you just take a nap?" And I'm thinking, no, I gotta go because I'm thinking if I take a nap, they're just gonna give me hand jobs all day, and then I'll
get a green card.
No, then they'll give me a bill. It'll be like $12,000.
Sure.
Yeah. Nice. I mean, like when you go to Scores, and they're like, "Wouldn't you like to go to? Would you like a?" How about this girl talks to you? And then it's like eight girls around. You got a tip. You know what I mean? And then you're like, oh, this costs money. I don't even know how they charge it. Do they charge you? You know, they charge you pretty per hour.
It's per song.
Yeah, then if I take a nap, do they? I got to pay for my nap.
It'd be funny. They push you up for the nap. They hit the big meter, like the old school cabs. Hit the meter. It's like the numbers start in front of you. It's like
shh.
Yeah, 4 hour.
All the other guys like
$1.
So
do you live here now, or are you back and forth from London? What's your story?
What's that?
Do you live here now, or are you back?
I'm in LA now. I've been there a year.
Let me just address. There was a caller. I don't know if he dropped off, but anyway, they want to know what happened to Bob Levy. Was that the caller? He's not up there anymore, right? Anyway, because I know we announced Bob Levy was going to be on a show Monday, and Bob Levy's not here.
He's a bit poorly,
and he's supposed to call in, but you know what? I realized I forgot to give him the number.
Why is him? What was his reason for not coming in?
He's got a. Well, he's in a car accident.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So he's all fucked up. So now he's got to get an epidural and they give him like an epidural. I guess that lasts for a couple of months or whatever.
I guess. I don't know what epidural is.
It's like when
drugs into your spine, right?
Yeah. When you're having a baby, they give it to women.
Oh yeah, you're right. That's why I remember. So is it going to be a boy or a girl? Is he going to wait to be surprised?
I didn't realize you lost your sense of humor as well as your sense of
style. Ow, zing!
He's on fire today.
Yeah. I love it. Where do you live in LA? What part of the town?
East Hollywood.
We have a question for Jeff Leach. Go ahead, caller.
About Texas, all right. Oh, because there's a Jeff Leach in Texas. Ah, okay. Pip me up. That's the most Texas fucking calling I've ever heard in my entire life.
Gonna, I think it's going to be hateful.
We're down, 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 yeah. down, down, down,
guy,
down.
I forget the name of the,
there's, name there's of the a state representative. The N-word.
They're asking about it because in Texas, there's a state representative called Jeff Leach.
Oh, I see.
And I did a whole Edinburgh show about him and about how I'd ruined his fucking career a little bit because anytime someone searches Jeff Leach, it came up with the TV program that I did called Confessions of a Sex Addict.
Oh, that's great.
And then they're like looking at this super right-wing Christian, you know.
Right.
Guy in Texas.
When you say, are you really a sex
joke though? You're about 5 years too late, caller.
Right. Well, they try to throw in the N-word on the show. That's what that is.
Oh, do they? Okay.
Yeah, because one of the reasons I got in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Is this at the cellar?
Yeah, I got in trouble for many reasons, I guess. It's never been really explained to me exactly. But I think one of the reasons was language. I mean, I can't even. At this point, it seems so ridiculous. I can get in trouble for shit I didn't do at the club.
Well, I mean, you do court trouble, so I'm not surprised at some point someone would go, you know what, man, like, if you want to do work here, you're going to maybe rein that stuff in a little bit. But then, did he give you a specific reason why you weren't booked?
No, he said that, whatever, it's just been building up, you know?
Okay.
And then they had to punish me.
Celebrities didn't like, you offended a particular celebrity who happened to be African American, and then it was a storm of the people there like her better than you because you're not famous, and then they banned you for a month to appease her, and then now
is this someone from another performer?
Yes.
Okay, I won't even ask. It's not worth getting into that.
It's show rhymes with Saturday Night Rive. So anyway,
right, well, I can guess who it is.
I just bought another 6 weeks.
Great.
Like every time it's like the Groundhog Day.
You can't put this on him. Oh. The owner of the Comedy Cellar is a Jewish man, very proud of that Jewish faith, and you open up the show with, no one likes the Jews. I think maybe it's stuff like that
I think this is more like parody of a, you know, we're not really hateful.
No,
we're
not at all.
We're just making fun of people like us.
You're like Judd Nelson in the Breakfast Club. You're like, one more week! One more week! One more week!
So you can't really be anti-Semitic in New York. It just don't work. It's like being anti-Jamaican in Jamaica.
Sounds like a lot of work. I think being anti-anything, you know, race-based is a little bit fucking tiring, isn't it?
Well, in New York it is because there's no white people. Like, I'm on a train, there's no white people.
I don't know what trains you take. New York is whiter now than it's been.
Including in your house as well, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean,
in the corner of your turn of your house, you're like, they're moving into my house.
Fucking. There was a funny story when I was like, when I had a house in South Jersey. I think I'd just been married, and the houses were like, they're all beach houses, so they're all kind of next to each other. And I saw somebody on the back porch of the house next to us, like a black couple. I was like, oh, god damn it, they're gonna kill the property values. And I see my wife, I go, oh, she's gonna kill the property value too.
Hide in the house, a realtor's coming.
I mean, she will when she divorces you and takes half of it.
No, she can't divorce me. She threatens me. She never follows through on anything.
Really?
Even like the laundry. The laundry's like, it's like almost always done. It's
she's
like,
Latin, right? She's Latin. She's Latin, right?
Yeah, but it's not like.
And women are very loyal. I think they stick with their partners, you know, through a lot of shit.
They're like penguins. Yeah.
Like penguins. They mate for life.
Chuck
That's
your hands
it.
Off while you're sleeping. You like jerking off, Kevin? Yeah, and I got your hands now, motherfucker.
I gotta use my fucking.
Your elbows.
Your limbs.
Your hooks.
Yeah, my God, this does not feel as good.
Ironically, turning you into a penguin as well.
Now, do you think you're a sex addict?
No, it was for a TV program. It was a little bit exaggerated.
Okay.
I just like fucking, and I had the opportunity then because I was younger and you know, mildly better looking.
Right.
But, you could get crazy. I mean, women want to fuck me, so I mean, I can't imagine
in LA,
women.
Not in LA, man. I think in LA, it's more about money and status. Out here in New York, I did all right because people, you know, girls like douchebags who look like they're in bands. But in LA, nah, they don't give a fuck. It's like, who do you produce for? How much money you got in the bank? Where do you live?
Yeah, LA's
one-bedroom apartment. I drive a 2001 Toyota Corolla, ladies. And then, all right,
LA's a sick town.
I also, though, I feel like you need to get your sea legs out there. All my friends who moved out there, like comics or people, whatever, it takes about a year to kind of figure it out. And then once you kind of figure out the way to, like...
You mean figure out the dating scene?
Girls, yeah. Right. But once you get into their insecurities and depression, because everyone is so insecure out there, and they're so... Mm. That you'll get laid. You're just in a... Yeah,
that sounds like a healthy way to start a relationship. What do you hate about yourself?
Yeah, right.
Let me pray on that.
Everybody's narcissistic out there, and so...
Quite a few people are, yeah.
No, they all are. So then you gotta he's probably right. You got to take advantage of like what's wrong with them.
Insecurity. I don't do that. It's just the girls that I'm spending time with right now. I actually met people I met in New York, so it's quite nice.
Would you rather live in New York?
No, I'd rather be here for comedy all the time. Yeah, I miss the comedy here. infinitely.
Because it's hard to go up in LA, right? There aren't that many places.
It's hard to go up four times in a night and get paid for your fucking show. It's like no one pays people out there.
Right.
You know, or maybe if you're a bigger name act, which I'm not, you know?
Yeah. But so where do you go up? The Store, improv, that kind of thing?
I do stuff like that. Produce shows on Store, improv, all of those. In fact, the improv venues are some of my favorite. Breyer Improv, anything outside of LA. Breyer Improv, Oxnard, Levity Live. There's like 300
they're more
people. They fucking want the entertainment. They're grateful for
it. Yeah, they're more regular people.
Yeah, whereas you go to like an LA venue and it's just like dumb fucking rich guys going, oh my God, just entertain us, okay?
I want to see Chris D'Elia, right? We'll make all his weird fucking gestures and shit.
I went and saw him perform, actually. I went to see him perform at the Wilton. I was intrigued to go and watch a show, a live show, because I really like his podcast, actually. I find it quite
funny. What's the name of his podcast?
You want me to plug it on yours?
Sure.
I don't give a fuck.
All right, it's called Congratulations. It's actually pretty funny, and he's quite balanced. He's, I guess, how a lot of people, I think a lot of comics are kind of erring towards now, which is a bit more of a balanced mindset in terms of what's going on in the world. You know what I mean? Rather than being, I'm this way or I'm that way. He's a bit more like, I'm fucking fed up of all of it. And I like that rhetoric. I like, you know, just laughing about funny shit that's happened to someone rather than going, oh, which way did you vote? And let's make some jokes about it.
Yeah, what does he talk about then? Just regular stuff?
His own life. Yeah.
He goes to the 7-Eleven and he's like looking to buy some candy. He's like, do I want candy or do I want a cupcake?
He's about shitting himself on a hike, you know, after having too many coffees. Just stuff that, you know, relatable stuff like that. I've shit my pants. You're not a man until you've shit your pants once.
Oh, no, until... Did you that 7-Eleven by the cellar? Do you realize why do they play classical music in front of it?
To try and calm down the crackheads.
Is that really what it is?
Yeah, because it annoys the crackheads.
Like the King Kong, they played him like or Frankenstein. You play like
play it on the outside.
Yeah, they play
outside speaker.
Mozart and Handel. Right. Crackheads off. It's like one of those high pitched whistles for dogs.
Yeah.
But for crackheads.
Real?
Yeah, they hear classical music and they just fucking start tweaking out.
That's
and they
not
have
true,
to
is it?
Yeah, that's why they play it. Yeah. It's loud, right? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, scientific studies done into it, Kevin.
Right, exactly. I would sign up for that. They're like, hey, smoke a big bag of crack. I'm like, all right, that's good. What are we listening to, folks? Like, I'm ready. A little fog.
Usually they play that, whatchamacallit in on the inside there? The
Hollywood music?
That, what's that lady, who the calling lady? She takes requests. Like love song, Delilah.
Delilah.
Yeah,
I don't know which.
Was she like an agony aunt or something?
She's been on the air for like a million years. You guys know Delilah, right?
Yeah, from a while ago. Yeah, she's but still on.
Now I think she works for Dunkin' Donuts or no? I always hear it Dunkin' Donuts. I think I hear it. No, actually, that's Dunkin' Donuts. She's always on Dunkin' Donuts. 7-Eleven, they just play like hip hop.
Right.
Usually
outside, they play the they play classical music. They blare it. Right. The one next
that's,
to the
that's
Blue
a policy. Or you just know that from walking
hear it.
By.
You walk past it, it's
I never
blaring.
Hear it.
You
I
hear it. It's actually playing on a radio in the back office, but his fucking yeah, super exactly. hearing sense. He's like
I'm Daredevil.
What?
Someone's playing it's so loud. Turn that down.
They're practicing in Vienna right now. Shh. That's right. And a baby's crying in Budapest.
Turn down that fucking
Must
symphony.
Be torturous.
Please,
dude.
Yeah.
So what are you doing for Christmas? Are you going home?
No, I'm gonna be on my own for Christmas at the moment, but I don't know. I'll find it a little orphan's thing.
It's a little like a
what's this?
What's it say on there?
Any Monroe updates?
Oh,
Monroe. Oh, Christy Monroe. Oh yeah, I think she's gonna do MLC tomorrow.
Is she really?
Yeah, because now it's like this big thing.
She's doing the Brian McCarthy interview.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay.
Yo, it's MC Wet Blanket for Monday. What's going on, guys?
Hey, man, what's shaking? How are you?
Nothing much, man. Any updates on the beef, Kev? She's doing the Brian McCarthy interview show?
That's right, on Friday.
Who is?
Miss Monroe.
She might do MLC tomorrow because she put this whole thing on Facebook yesterday, and Carrie was showing me. So Carrie wants to address it on like tomorrow.
Everyone's telling me that she's full of shit. Her dad didn't die. I
don't know who this woman is. Can you give me a backstory?
Dude,
not really.
I'm telling you, man. She said her dad shot himself. Then she said he's a heroin overdose. Then Brian, remember when she said that she found this fucking like ragged dog on the side of the road and somehow the Marines trained it to be like a service dog?
Yeah, I remember that.
And I don't even listen to my guests. That's my gift.
Say it again. I'm sorry.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't
man.
Think.
It, I mean, I don't know.
Here's the thing. I kind of believe that because my life it sounds crazy. So like I kind of take people at their word, but I can't imagine. I maybe
you put
like,
this
I
mean, whole long thing on yourself. Facebook about she addressed everything she's ever done in her life.
Did she really?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Man.
Carrie
really
showed it to
that
me.
That's kind of like
huh?
Yeah. That's kind of like when you defend yourself too much. You know what I mean? Like when she said
yeah.
That, I don't know. Well, listen.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know. People are crazy. And like, you know, people just are crazy. And then you do this show. You realize, holy shit, all these comics are fucking nuts. Bob DeBona. When was he on our show, Garrett? Last week?
Yeah.
So he, yeah, with Florentine, right?
Oh, never
forget. So with Florentine?
Yeah, it was.
Anyway, so I'm like, Bob, can I get you a PayPal? Can I? Because I was gonna give him money for like travel, you know. He goes,
then you never give me money for
I'll
travel.
Give you money today. So he goes, so he's like, hey, he goes, I don't have, can you just give it to me when I see you? I go, when am I going to see you? He goes, I'll come by the cellar. Then he goes, I couldn't come by the cellar the other night. Can you just give it? I'll come by the studio. I go, okay. He goes, I'll come by after you're done. So I give it to Garrett, and Garrett's like, yeah, he never showed up. I'm like, just be normal. Just go, just set up a PayPal.
Yeah.
Just instead of going, hey, with that lady, the guy who says sells the pretzels at 34th Street, can you leave it with him? I'm like, it's $20.
Go and buy him.
Just be fucking normal.
Buy
so
him $20 of postage stamps with Father Christmas on it, and then yes. Post them to.
So the point is, this Christy Monroe, who knows how Bob DeBono act comes off as like normal.
Right.
But who knows? And he's a fucking lunatic, just logistically. So I'm like, I don't know. I don't take anybody at their word. I'm like, if it's entertaining, that's good.
I don't give a shit if it's true or not.
Yeah, if it's entertaining, good. If it's not, then fucking, you know, sit there with your fucking tits out, because that's entertaining. I don't care what you say. Yeah, your tits are hanging out.
She's porn actress.
She's a stripper comic.
A stripper
Garrett,
comic.
Can you pull up a video of her, sorry. Garrett?
Christy Monroe.
Hold on, no, we'll look at the thing here. We'll actually look at it on the actual television. Garrett,
no, it's too long. Her Facebook, you mean?
No, I don't mean the rant. I mean, this is a video of her twerking or something, Garrett. You can find something on her Instagram, please.
Like, this is, I would get out for this.
She's a white gal. She, you know, she's like.
I mean, her body's not bad, but her face looks like there's a lot going on.
Her face is not bad.
Oh, actually, she looks quite beautiful there.
Yeah, her face is not bad, but she wears too much makeup. Women who wear too much makeup, I tell this to my wife, when you wear too much makeup, it looks like you're ugly. It looks like you're ugly and you're covering up your ugliness. So if you're attractive, don't wear too much makeup, because it just looks like you're hiding your fucking hideousness.
That's not the best photo, that one. I think that's
she's fine.
Photo.
She was here the other day. She's pretty, you know, and
she's a nice person. She like enjoyable company.
Listen. Like I say, I don't hang out with my sidekick. I don't like people. I think people are weird. I think people in show business, they're all looking for something. So it's like, you know what I mean? So I after a while, I'm 10 minutes with anybody. I'm like, okay, thanks. She's got a white girl. She's
Lenny Marcus putting money in her fucking thong. It looks
really
like
does look like Lenny.
Can you break a dollar? It's a dollar. I'll link 50 cents back.
Speaking of Lenny, Lenny went to somebody had got married. They went to a bachelor party. Lenny went to a strip club. He wouldn't sit at the stage. He sat by himself away from the.
Oh, you don't have to tip.
No, away from the strippers and away from the alcohol. So it's like to him, it's like kryptonite. I don't even know this. I think he said it.
Say stripper comedian. Like, who are we? Professional comics. Yeah, I've never seen comedy more professional than that in my entire life. Why can't girls who are selling sexuality just go, you know what? I'm living that life. I'm just being.
She said she's not. She doesn't sell sex.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not.
What show is this?
If people come in their pants, it's by accident.
Heavy leather TV in Boston.
Ah, heavy leather. I want to lick clam chowder out of your ass crack.
Hey, belly bear.
Yeah, sounds belly,
like
how
shop,
are you?
Sounds like the shop that I buy my clothes from.
Yeah. Your tits are wicked nice. You want to suck my cork behind a dumpster?
That's about what it is. Right. So she said she's not a sex worker. She won't fuck people for money.
Right.
So who knows? Who knows what it is?
Is this her opening bit or a closer?
I think she does get sexy in her act, if you know what I'm saying. Oh, she does stand up, because I heard somebody.
What's the deal with airplane food? Am I right, big boy?
I think she dry humps guys. She brings them up on stage.
I'll get in trouble for this. When a fucking guy who looks like me makes fun of anything to do with a female comic, immediately I'm a misogynist. It's not that I'm pointing out, stating the fucking obvious that we're looking at right now.
Well, you've made it.
I get outed as some horrendous misogynist who hates women and hates empowered women.
You hate women?
I don't. I hate liars. So if
all women are liars.
If you're going to be like sexual, go, hey, I'm also selling sex as part of it. Do you know what I mean? And I'm fucking cool with that.
And I would say you're not a misogynist, but you are a massage enthusiast.
There we go.
Thank you.
This guy's on fire. How many drinks have you had? And what have you got to make a mental note?
That was my Christmas, early Christmas.
Absolutely
gift,
right.
Yeah. That's your sweet spot. Three drinks.
Yeah, three drinks is good. Hey, what's Mike Tyson's favorite holiday? Boxing Day.
Hey! Hey, it's clean. It's clean as
the
well.
The 26th?
It's when you can tell the kids.
Uh-huh.
December 26th, that's Boxing Day.
We celebrate. My wife's mother is English.
So okay.
You celebrate Boxing Day.
You don't do that in America, though, do you?
No.
Celebrate Boxing Day? You don't give a shit about
punch
that.
My wife right in the nose on Boxing Day. Am I right, folks?
Uh-huh. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry...
Can I ask you a question? Do you ever get female callers into the show?
Yeah, but not very many, because you know how women are.
I'd love to know what ladies are, you know, Burning Bridges fans, MLC fans. I'd love to talk to one.
There's one, Jessica Hudson. She and the lesbian likes the show from Canada.
Jessica Hudson.
Yeah, we know by name.
My name.
Eva Longoria.
The people that like
fan.
Us.
Yeah.
No, not Jessica Hudson, but her name.
No, I'm kidding. Listen, I said this the other day. Women, they don't tip because they don't have money. They think it's sexy not to have singles, because if they have singles or cash, they feel like whores or strippers or whatever.
Right, okay.
So they tip like shit. So they think it's cool. The shit that things that women think is totally cool is like they're liars. They're liars because from early age, guys are like, can I have your number? And they say, I have a boyfriend, or they give them a fake number. Guys aren't trained to fucking lie like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Also, another thing about women, they're very
nice.
They're very...
It's worse if someone just goes, nah, you can't have it.
Yeah, you know, I'm just saying what they are. They're liars. Also, they're very thin skinned because women support each other. Women always go, what a beautiful blouse. Like, oh, you look so hot in those pants.
Yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
never go, what the fuck are you wearing? Where guys give each other shit all the time. Women support each other. So if you, like, that's why if a woman gets heckled, she's like, oh. But even if you say to a woman, like, oh, what the fuck are you wearing? They, like, literally lose their fucking mind.
You're judging my outfit. Huh? You're judging my outfit.
Even if you say it to your wife,
my wife can say whatever she wants about
what I'm wearing, but and I just laugh it off. I say something to her, she goes, what the fuck is wrong with that? I'd be like, it's just, it looks terrible.
I feel that. All the female friends I have are straight talking fucking no shit, no bullshit. I love that. It's refreshing.
You're saying I'm completely wrong.
Yeah, well, I'm saying that I personally have a group of friends who are
okay, female, well, if you dated awesome. Them, they'd be complete cunts and you'll be able
that's
to say,
very possible.
You wouldn't
yeah.
be able to say dick to them.
Isn't everyone a cunt, though, once you break up? Like, every
no, once
guy...
you started dating them, once they fall in love with you, it's over.
Okay.
And then, yeah. then you're, they're your, they're your parole officer. So where are you going? What time are you coming back? Listen, before I met you, I made the trains fine. I was fine before I met you. I'll be fine after we're done with this. So I don't need someone going like, are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. I know how to fucking manage my shit.
I actually have to call bullshit on this a little bit because they actually did a study about people in management and their subordinates. And the people in management that were the worst to their subordinates were women in power who had power over other women. So women actually treat each other really badly.
Oh, yeah, in a position of power. But I'm saying, like, as peers, growing up.
Today they do, it's this full support.
Yeah, because women hate each other because they're very cunty, competitive with each other. So that they won't, but they're in charge, they'll punish the other woman because she's hotter, she's got nicer tits, blah, blah, blah. Not for, like, business reasons, for cunty reasons. Right. Cunts!
Give me a coffee, you bitch.
I'm banned another 8 weeks.
Right. Jewish cunts.
Ugh.
Now we're done. All right. Thanks for doing the show. We're all out of showbiz.
I can just get banned. So I don't know if Bob Levy's calling in. I don't know if he has the number.
Right. Hopefully he's all right. He's got the epidural. He probably can't dial a phone.
No, he's getting the epidural tomorrow. Let me text him.
Poor guy. So
I don't know if I told him. I don't know.
Are you one of those English guys that's gone like a lot of trips? Like you've been to like Southeast Asia?
What is that question?
We have like long hair, you know, you're like a young guy. I mean,
long hair means that you go around to Southeast Asia.
Yeah, you know, you like you go on holiday or whatever, and you go to Thailand or something.
You're trying to ask if I've been on a sex tourism holiday.
Well, maybe.
No, I haven't. No, I've never done that. I have no desire to go out, and I actually don't like paying for sex. That's why I've only ever been to that, you know, that massage place once. I was drunk. My buddy was like, "Let's go do this. That'll be fun." And I was like, "All right, fuck it. Yeah, it could be a bit."
So, did you have you been to South America?
I've traveled, yeah. I've been out to a few places: India, Australasia, ooh, New Zealand. India was actually beautiful and fucking disgusting.
Yeah. I've heard.
It's literally like if you just built an incredible, beautiful set with mountain ranges and
it's like Indian women, right?
You just took all of your trash cans and just fucking threw them. It's a bit like New York, actually, in a sense that it's beautiful and majestic. And there's incredible architecture and just smelly shit. Everywhere.
I went to New Delhi and got a ham sandwich.
Yeah,
you're doing. I'm gonna lighten the mood.
So that was good.
He almost was it?
No. Should have been a beef
right
sandwich.
Up your alley.
Should have been a beef sandwich.
To mock them?
You're not allowed to harm cows, are you? You're not allowed to harm them.
What do they do? They just roam the streets?
They literally roam the fucking streets. Yeah.
They can't kill them and eat them?
Yeah, fuck no. If you even if you hit one like accidentally, if they run out in the road and you hit one in your car, because there's
the last
no
time
rules
seen
on the
a cow
road.
Run.
We drove 8,000 miles, right? It was for a charity thing for cancer research, and then we've 8, got
8,000 miles.
Yeah.
Just back and forth, or that's crossing the country.
Went all the way around the coast and then all the way.
You used to take naked pictures with those guys at on the beach.
Sorry,
it was when you were taking naked pictures with those guys on the beach. That was that thing.
When?
Remember you were taking all these naked pictures with guys, all you show your bums?
I don't know what kind of sweet dreams you're having about
me. Oh, your bums. It's just you and a bunch of your buddies all showing your bums.
Oh, not bums. No. We were standing over a bridge with shirts off. It was fucking India. It's hot, Kevin.
So you had no pants on?
All of us crisp up in the sun at the first sign of vitamin D.
You had no pants on?
Nah. What the fuck are you talking about?
On your Facebook.
You're talking about
Facebook?
I had a dream the other night. I woke up. I was like,
"Good luck." I don't know.
My whole dream was about should I or not short GE stock.
What did you come up with?
I'm like, I couldn't decide. Then I woke up. I'm like, which way should I go? Because their stock's fucking plummeting. I'm like, should I short it? I'm like, how is that your business? Yeah. Even when I woke up, I'm like, that's not your business. You don't have any money to short anything.
So you don't have any money. You don't have any money in the market.
No, I have money in the market, but I don't have money to short fucking GE. GE's like a fuck. It's like shorting fucking Lenny Marcus's career, even though we're going to have to take that out. Because
why?
No, because you don't. I'm saying GE used to be a big, prominent company, and now they're it's like.
I don't have a fucking clue what you're doing.
It's not a penny stock. It's like $7. It used to be like one of the biggest companies. It used to be the biggest company in the world. Now it's a $7 stock. So.
Do you own a lot of it?
Huh? I don't know any of it. But in my dream, somehow it got into my dream.
Were you like riding a unicorn?
Somehow in my dream, the debate was, should I or not short GE stock?
Your dreams are boring.
Thanks for saving that.
You're welcome. No, my buddy had a company in Mumbai, because all the diamonds...
Mumbai,
about the Mansi, and all the diamonds.
Why is everyone Jamaican? Even Indians are Jamaican.
You're right. So
I love it.
Well, my buddy calls me. I called him. I said, hey, how's that going? He goes, that's great. He goes, there's two cows standing in front of my building. There's two people putting flowers around them. There's a river of shit going in the middle of the street, and I'm eating a Kind bar. He would pack his luggage. All he'd do is pack Kind bars. So he wouldn't eat the food, because you can get, that's his name for it.
Yeah, my friend Spider, he's old school. He's old school biker as well, covered in fucking tattoos up his neck, 70 years old. And he ate.
70?
Yeah, he ate like Pringles and bananas the entire year. He's a tattoo artist. He's a badass. He's a good guy.
Right, but do for money.
He has a tattoo shop back in there.
It's called Deli Belly. It's like
Deli Belly. Yeah, when you eat something a bit funny and then you shit for about.
You have it for
a week.
My friend went to New Delhi like years ago, and he's still 20 years later. He's got to go to like the CDC once a year and get like a shot in his dick.
I think I got Deli Belly last night from fucking Mahmood. So I had a falafel and I put the little hot sauce on it.
Ugh.
Don't do that. Don't do it.
I haven't eaten there. I don't think I've ever eaten there.
I've had five shits today. Bob's on the phone.
Go ahead, Bob.
Here we go.
What's up, guys?
What's happening? You got hit by a car?
Yeah. This is the only show that I was on hold, and I got a boner listening to you guys talking about taking pictures of naked men on the beach.
So
what the fuck?
See this tall limey over here? I like to suck his cock.
Is that
right
epidural
off his...
kicked in yet? Is that?
No, Chris. Do you know what's your name again? Jeff Leach. Do you know Jeff Leach?
You won't know me.
I don't know. It's ever since this accident, I don't even fucking know myself anymore. So who gives a shit?
He's a very sexy man with that accent.
Thanks, man.
But he's very insecure, so you got to play off his insecurities.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I treat you like a woman from L.A.
Is that how you're going to get in my pants?
I play off your insecurities.
Hey, Bob, the first time I met you was at the Rich Voss roast at the Boston Comedy Club back in like 2000. You're not going to remember. I actually gave you half a bag of blow. I was a fan, and I wanted you to...
You're trying to kill him.
I wanted you to like me, and it came up, and I just...
No, he wants his money back now.
Right. Can I get that $40 PayPal? Could you leave it with Bob Bonomino, whatever the fuck that guy's name is?
Bob DeBono.
But I wanted to know, and maybe you don't want to even talk about this or whatever. I mean, it's kind of ancient history for most of the audience, but I'm a big Howard fan, and I used to love when you used to produce those roasts. Why did you stop?
Yeah.
I remember there was a voicemail, but what happened... Again, this is ancient history, but like, what happened between you and Howard with you doing the roast and stuff like that?
Well, it was basically when they were having like Artie in there on heroin on a bed, you know, and doing the show.
Right.
He would be sleeping. And I, you know, Howard said it was a sugar high. And then we got into a fight. Then they banned me from the building. They said I attacked four security guards because I said I wanted to go on Opie and Anthony. and they were not happy about that. And then I threatened to have to kill Howard, and they sent the NYPD blue to my house, and they had the FBI involved.
Oh, shit.
I'm banned from that building. I can't go into that building.
You threatened to kill Howard?
Yeah.
How are you going to do it, Bob? How are you going to do it?
Maybe fucking make him eat a steak. It'll probably fucking die, that bony fuck, if he eats fucking seeds.
Yeah, but did you tweet it, or did you say it on a voicemail?
No, I said it on my podcast, and they taped it and all that shit. But
He put it in a letter that he made out of cutting out magazines.
Howard really knew about the whole story. It was basically Kim Sabian and that Jared faggot that worked there.
Yeah, right.
And they were saying that I attacked people, which I didn't. You know what I mean? It's right. Just that they play games, and, you know, they don't even, Howard doesn't even realize how much shit he can get, you know, in trouble from his own fucking people throwing him under the bus to fucking psychos.
And now you're banned from Twitter, right?
I said to Alyssa Milano, I said, you know, the only way to shut you up is jamming my cock down your throat. And they threw me off for it. They said that that's blocking somebody from speech. Well, it would be if my cock was in her mouth, but that's not a reason to throw somebody off.
It's just logic.
Who's the boss? I'm the boss. Who's the boss?
Yeah, I mean, it's just so fucking, you know, I don't give a fuck, you know what I mean? I go on Twitter and just talk to my friends now. Nobody from Twitter and Facebook comes to shows anyway, so who gives a fuck?
I can vouch for that.
Yeah, it's a useless fucking, it's just a thing to do when you're fucking bored and you're fucking just sitting at home with your dick in your hand.
Yeah.
It's when Kevin looks at my photos on Facebook. Same thing. Social media friends.
Pretty bums.
Oh, look at you with all your friends' asses out. Yeah.
No, you. I said.
Get out, honey. This is my private time.
You don't remember this?
I don't. Honestly,
you're all on a beach and you're all rode
you
your
motor. Clearly, very fucking vividly.
When you're on a thing raising money, you're all riding a motorcycle somewhere. Where was that? India?
Yeah.
Because you all took pictures where you're all naked and you're all looking at out into the ocean or looking at the sunset or something.
Something
real gay, and you all thought it was funny to let's take our clothes off. You didn't want to all blow each other.
Be hilarious. Let me suck your dick on that chopper.
Yeah.
Old man with a neck tattoo.
I think I know the photo you're talking about, but there's also women in that photo as well, Kevin.
Oh, gross.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, no, there is. 100%.
No, you actually edited them out.
Yeah. Photo.
Yeah. they're icky.
Anymore.
They have cooties.
Gross. So, Bob, what happened to you?
That's true.
What happened with your accident? What happened?
I got, you know, disc fucked up, two parts of the back of my brain are fucking damaged, you know, all this good shit. So I had nerve broken, nerve damage all over. So
are you going to sue? Are you going to get money?
Yes. Guess what? With the guy that hit me, guess how much his insurance was?
How much?
$15,000 after a year and a half of me getting work done, and my lawyer gets 40% of it.
Oh, you're like a white Tracy Morgan.
But hardly.
No. Joking. Thank you.
How did he got tons, didn't he?
Yeah, he got like 150.
Hey, you
got
to get hit by somebody who works for a company that's a multinational company.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it, Bob, but it's your fault. You should have got hit by a Walmart truck. Yeah, it would have made it.
At least a Target.
I would have taken a fucking AT&T van at that time.
Right? A locksmith van.
Believe me. You know, it's horrible. It happens. You know, it changes people's lives, and it's dangerous out there now, man. You can't, you know, nobody should be able to text in a car that's moving more than 10 miles an hour.
They don't enforce it. That's the thing. They go, you know, you could get a fine of up to, like, this much, but they don't enforce it.
In L.A., they do. Yeah, they get fed up with it. They pull you straight over and give you a ticket.
Where, on the highway?
Anywhere. In L.A., they pull you over.
On a side street, that's one thing. On a highway, they can't fucking see if you're texting or not.
So, like, 2 weeks, well, a few weeks ago, I was driving up to Vegas to do
some people, stuff. Everybody in L.A. is texting all the time. And if you're going, they can't see you on the highway. They can see you on going slow, which then if you're going slow, who gives a shit?
I saw a guy on the way to Vegas driving his car, and on the left-hand side in his hands, he was driving like this, and he had a Kindle. I was like, what the fuck is that guy reading? I hope it's his own obituary.
I've seen truck drivers read books as they're driving.
Fucking insane. Insane.
So can you?
I think they were just looking at the fucking pictures. They don't read.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Look how big that guy's cock is. Wow. So can you walk? Are you ambulatory?
No, I can walk. I can fake it pretty good when I'm out there doing. I'm the only guy that's been in an accident, and I fake that I can, you know, feel good
right
when I'm out there. But basically, it's hell when I get home from gigs, waking up in the morning, especially like a day like today when it's like snowing and rain. It's just fucking awful. But, you know, you fight through it, man. You got to get through this shit. Mm-hmm. And it's the whole fucking thing.
Are you on any kind of pain meds or anything? Or
No, because me, I get very addicted to shit. Ever since somebody gave me a half a gram at the Rich Voss roast, I've been hooked.
That'd be so funny. That'd be so funny. And my mom would be like, what a great story.
Yeah.
So you got him addicted to cocaine. What a small world.
I was so young. That was the same show where I gave Colin Quinn my business card, and I actually said, let's do lunch sometime.
Really?
Oh, no. You said that to Colin?
I'm such a jerk-off. Yeah. I was 20, like,
no,
four.
No, but that's fucking funny.
So anyway.
But Colin would do lunch. He's that nice of a guy, you know?
You would think, but I remember the look of disgust he gave me. He's just like, yeah, okay, thanks.
Yeah, you know? Plus, you were probably wearing like
you
a...
You sound pretty good, though, for a post-accident, Bob, which is good to know. You only sound about 10% Rick Shapiro right now, so you're obviously surviving.
Wow, that's a
his act's gotten pretty shaky.
Yeah, he left me a message about, you know, he wanted to work again, but it was I didn't know what the hell he meant by it, but it sounded like he was yelling at me too, and then he
that's
apologized
friendship.
For it, so I don't know what the fuck he meant, so I don't know how to call him back and say, what did you mean? You know, I just don't know what the fuck it was.
I love Rick Shapiro. He's one of my favorite fucking people in comedy, but he's, you know, it's hard.
Have you seen him here?
In L.A. I know he's back here now, right?
Yeah, he did our show one time, and then he was like, I go, you at least got to talk into the mic. If you're going to talk gibberish, that's fine. I don't care. Just talk into the fucking mic. You got to know that. I mean, you forget a lot in show business, but you never forget talking to the mic so they can hear you.
Yeah,
but with Rich, you know what I'd love to do? I would love to get a bunch of us together and do a benefit for him, you know, truthfully, because what he's got is terrible.
Yeah.
And, you know. And just, you know, you got to help people out, man.
Also, that guy's, he's been through about seven fucking, you know, life-threatening things. It's not even just the Parkinson's. It's like...
Yeah, they say that his Parkinson's was induced by an accident.
Because he gave up he tried to wean himself off the medication that he was taking for the fucking two previous comas he'd been in. And then by giving up the medication too fast, he went into another... some kind of epileptic fit shock, and when he came out of it, that stimulated Parkinson's. It's like, fucking hell, poor guy, man.
I just remember he had those bumper stickers that said, I used to suck dick for heroin, and he had a bunch of them, and he would try to sell them after shows, and I'd always he'd be like, nobody wants these things. I'm like, let me put this on here. Hey, I just got a Hyundai Sonata.
Next to my
Toyota Prius.
My kids are high school honor students.
I used to suck dick for heroin. How is Artie?
Pull me over and I'll blow you for heroin.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Honk twice if you want a rim job.
Exactly.
Yeah. Artie's doing well, though, isn't he? Artie Lang is, isn't he just come out of another stint of rehab, and he seems to be positive?
Can't speak for that.
Yeah, I got him into one, a really good one. I had a meeting with the people. We sat down and it was great, man. He's doing great now. You know, it's like, you know, it was time to give up. A lot of people say, you know, the main thing with addiction, it's like when you want to give up, that's, you know, doing it, that's when you're going to do it. You're not going to do it at any other time. And and the place that he went was just amazing. And
the heroin there is excellent.
Do I?
I'm joking. I go, that's how you judge a good rehab. The heroin is excellent. The
broom closet's locked from the inside.
Joking, of course.
Of course we are.
Everything's like working, man, and it's unbelievable. Like there's so many people dying these days because what's that stuff that's coming from China that they're putting
fentanyl.
In heroin and coke?
Yeah,
fentanyl.
Yeah.
And it's so huge now. The number is huge. We had the guy on from City of Angels where he went to, and he was saying that like it's amazing. But like I said, how if you're a drug dealer, why would you want to cut off and kill people you sell to?
Yeah, just keep using one, and then just keep using Novocaine. That's what everyone used to do. Novocaine or fucking baby powder.
Well, it's for the blow,
probably
right.
Cheaper than fentanyl, isn't it? Surely.
But a little baby powder for what?
Coke, when they cut coke up.
Yeah, they used to cut coke and that shit with that shit that made you shit after one line when you're
in
nightclub.
Novocaine, stuff.
I could use that right now. I'm a little blocked up, if you know what I'm saying.
Let me call my guy. Bob, you want an 8-ball?
Yeah, at the next boss roast. There's like exactly, one every right. year.
His 80th birthday, which is in 2 weeks.
It's gonna be, hasn't he had like wedding. Three roasts already?
Exactly.
He's going to be 70 at his next roast.
His wedding. You know, at his wedding, he had, what was it? He had three, what is that called when you, beforehand, when you have those parties and that shit? Because
bachelor party.
Married.
Bachelor party.
Well, not a bachelor party. It was just like a get-together thing. But he had three of them before. I remember going to one at a steakhouse, one at Caroline's, and then there was another one. And it was the funniest thing.
He sold merch at all of them.
Yeah,
you can buy yourself
married,
a CD after dinner. It's going to be a CD for you.
That's a great.
It's $10. It's $10. It's just $10. Come on, it's
Kenny.
$10. It's like, Bonnie, get the CDs.
I'm going to give you $20. You're so much like Bob DeBono's.
It's like he's in the room.
Rich Voss text. We were texting the other day. I was asking him to do my podcast, and he was texting back. He goes, "I can't do your podcast right now, but I'm going to be out in LA soon, so I'm going to hit you up, buddy." He goes, "Also, when you get a TV show out there, I'm playing your dad." I'm like, that's actually not a bad fucking idea.
He even texts. He even texts in his accent.
Yeah. Right. Just fucking loads of S's.
My Kindle, I say drive, okay? So, Bob, are you sober now?
Oh, yeah. I've been sober for like 10 years. I stopped drinking, and I get hit by a drunk driver. That's like already getting hit by his heroin dealer now.
I'm glad you told me that. You just saved me $40 next time I see you.
That'll be a while because you're blind.
Back, something bad's going to happen, but I'm gonna get better, man. You have to, man. You have to think that way. Otherwise, you're going to be fucked, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So you're getting an epidural, and what are they doing? Is that tomorrow? What's the procedure?
Basically, they lay you on the table.
Oh, hot.
They fucking give you a little something to numb it. Most people go under.
Where are you getting the epidural done? At Sally's?
No. I think the guy that does me did Tracy Morgan. So it's a really great play. I think
he only does comics.
Can I ask you a question, Bob? Because obviously, if you have a bit of a history with drink and drugs, is getting an epidural, is that not a bit, because it's a drug being injected right into your fucking spine? Doesn't that is that worrying?
Yeah, because you have to sign papers that say if you're paralyzed or you die, you can't sue us.
Okay.
Those are papers you have to sign. And they go, paralyzed. Don't move. And I'm like, move? I ain't fucking moving. But, the first night you feel like shit, you get sick, and by the next day you're starting to feel better. So I got two more of them to go, and then something's for my migraines. And hopefully that works, because fucking I am sick of this shit, you know?
But then are they actually performing surgery, or are you're just getting an injection?
No, right now, okay, if this can work, this next thing, I don't need surgery.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Then I go back to the surgeon, and they go, well, this is, I have good doctors. They're not just going to cut me open because they want to make money.
Right.
They said, look, that's the last thing we want to do to you.
So you're going to get this procedure. Hopefully this works, and then it'll be like a rehab thing.
Yeah, I've gone to rehab for fucking, a year, 5 days a week of just getting my body bent into shape and stuff like that, because everything was fucked up. And that's the worst thing, man. When you're sitting in a fucking office waiting to get an epidural, and everybody walks like Fred Sanford. They all look like they're dying, and I'm like, I can't come here anymore. I can't look at these people.
You should just play that music in the background. Dana, 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 dana.
Amy Weezy, come on again. Amy Weezy.
Everyone's gonna walk that way. Just make it fun.
Everybody's got a cane. They fucking, they're limping, and it's like, it's so depressing when you're in the fucking waiting rooms. And that's why I just get there and just say, get me the fuck in here so I can get the fuck
out. The line.
But, what are you going to do, man? Shit happens, and, it's been a year and a fucking half, and I'm just kind of getting near the end of it. So we'll see, man.
Good man.
All right, Bob. Good luck. We got to wrap it up. We're done in 3 minutes here. So, but thanks for calling,
man,
and best
luck.
Of luck with everything.
Yeah.
And next time I'm coming in, I owe you one. Thank you for letting me come call in, because I couldn't make it today. I appreciate that so much. Really,
all right, thanks,
cool.
Bob.
Blue cheese on me, baby.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck, Bob.
We'll see you soon.
Blue cheese on me.
Give me an 8-ball.
See you later.
It's the best. You know, he knows everything about all these guys. Because
it's fucking scary. It's like getting an epidural and you might end up just paralyzed. Do you reckon your wife would leave you if you ended up, you had to have an epidural?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You mean if I was paralyzed?
Yeah, if that was it, you were just fucking
she
on
would just
the
fucking
bed, like,
literally kick me to the curb. She would do it right in front of the building, just kick me to the fucking
curb. She holds you into the recycling bin and just
like hot young Hispanic guys in front of
you. Make me watch. I can't even fucking.
You're like Johnny got his gun. Yeah. Oh, my brothers, I'll wait for this. God help me.
I'm just, my head, my eyes can move a little bit.
Oh, yeah, Kevin, blink three times if you're sad.
She would fuck so many guys.
All the time.
She's
like wiping their cum out of her pussy on your face.
Oh, my
God. Hey, do you like some mayonnaise?
I'm almost looking forward.
On the pretense of dropping off flowers for you. Yeah. And you just see me in the other room just fucking, oh, that's lovely. That's real lovely. I'd really British it up for you.
She would.
We had a revolutionary war and we lost, but I'm glad because I'm here now.
Now I've won the war of your wife's pussy.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah, don't worry.
Like, winking at him. You're over there blinking furiously. Like the guy from Breaking
Bad
with
the bell.
I'd come
over just like a fucking rest my balls on your face. Right. I'd love it.
You're like,
I'd love it if you were paralyzed.
All of a sudden, my dick gets hard. It's like, oh my God, he's back to life.
It all makes sense now. It all
he
makes
saved
sense.
Him. I'm wearing my arms like, he's a fag and I knew it all along. Even if it saved me, she'd still be like, you fag.
Like playing catch with the sun in front of him. Hey, catch it. Good boy, Dino. There he goes. And he uses his real name, right? Are we done? Are we wrapping it up?
We're
Let's
three
do
more
what
minutes.
What do you got?
What have I got going on? Oh, please listen to my podcast, the Savage Snowflake Podcast.
Savage.
It's on videos on YouTube, and it's on Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes, all those good things.
You do, what's it called? Savage what?
Savage Snowflake Podcast. Comes out twice a week.
And then
you're going to do it. You're going to do an episode, yeah?
Yeah, and then you also do, you do that video, you play video games? And,
yeah, I broadcast as well on various gaming sites. If you check out just jeffreyleach.com or just find me on social media,
games
at jeffleach. Loads of stuff. At the moment, I'm playing a lot of Black Ops 4, Call of Duty, Blackout, and then I'm also playing Red Dead Redemption because
it makes it sound sophisticated.
In the fucking game.
Right.
So if I can...
I've been playing a lot of Q-Bert, I have, and so a little bit of Donkey Kong.
I love your references. It's so fucking outdated. It's beautiful. It's
kind of the point. Because he goes kind of...
Very endearing,
because he's been blind for a while, so he has to go back.
The last game he saw
was you guys see all
blind,
the, know, right? You guys see all in the family?
Exactly.
That Archie Bunker, he's a hoot.
Dang right. Solano's too young for him to stuff his dick in. All right, at Brian P. McCarthy on Twitter, Misery Lips Company, Brian McCarthy Interview Show, BrianPatrickMcCarthy.com, and of
it's
course...
It's a season of giving, so go to my Patreon or go to my PayPal. They're all available on my website, KevinBrennanComedian.com, Misery Loves Company. Compound Media. Thanks to Compound Media. Thanks to the booth.
Quick, we have shows next week, right? And then
we're
done.
Sir. No, them. I don't know. I think there's another week.
Okay, cool. What you do for Christmas? You're gonna be with the family, or you're gonna give it a rest this year?
Oh,
just a couple of Yule log in my cooler.
Fly away for a few days. Just
no.
Nah.
Here.
I was going to try to get the whatever. It doesn't matter. No, I've been busy the last couple of days, so it's been refreshing to be away from my family. Because they, let's face it, it's like, you know, it's just annoying.
What have you been busy doing?
You got to do all these errands, you know? You got to do a lot of errands when you have kids.
Wife doesn't work. She does the errands.
No, she don't like to do errands.
Oh, you're a cuck.
Hispanic who doesn't like to do errands.
Where did you find this snowflake?
I don't know.
Speaking of snowflakes.
I don't know, but she really she really saw me coming, as they say.
You're like taking pictures of plantains. Is this one ripe? Is this a ripe one?
That's what Colin Quinn says about comedy club owners versus comedians. He goes, they really saw us coming because they're like, we'll work for anything. A dollar. Nothing, food. I was talking to a guy who Dangerfields, who put together Dangerfields. He goes, I was an idiot because I paid these clowns. The improv was giving them cherry chicken, and they would just pay him like at the comic strip. He would just pay him in booze.
He's a beer, yeah. Here's a couple of drinks, tickets.
And then eventually they had to start paying. But like
basically, it was like LA is now.
Yeah, where everything's free, and you know, even if you work at the improv or the comic store, they don't really pay you anything unless you do the weekends, right? All right, Kevin Brennan, comedian 666. Kevin Brennan, comedian 666 at Instagram too, I think. But I haven't been on Instagram in fucking years.
Hi, everybody. Happy Hanukkah.
Thanks to Jeff Leach and thanks to Bob Levy.
Happy Christmas, everyone. Happy Hanukkah.
There you go.